anything else?
No, I don't like them.
What would be the difference between that and chicken coop?
Chicken coop is what was used when you carried the chickens to market. That was a slant like affair that you caught them and all of them to market in.
How about real small buildings for keeping wood or perhaps tools in?
Well, the only small buildings we have like there are the ones that I mentioned before that we had for another purpose that have been utilized for them now. That was the smokehouse and the washhouse and the coal house.
You ever have one you just build onto another building? Keep two tools in or keep a little bit of wood in?
No, I haven't. I have seen them.
Mm-hmm. What would they call them in general? What would they call them?
Well, I really don't know. I mean, we never had any. Well, now that's a larger building that you store two of them. That's a building of its own that's called a tool shed. But it's usually a pretty large building.
Mm-hmm. And that would be a separate building, wouldn't it?
That's right.
Built on.
Mm-hmm. Now this coal house would more or less fall in the category you're talking about being built on, since it is a small building.
Mm-hmm. Now an area where you'd let animals graze.
That's a pasture.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of these things I'll ask you, they just all mixed up. They're probably going to be related to each other at all. But, in preparing the ground for planting, what kind of machinery would you use? Any kind of implements would you use?
Well, when you say a tractor, a breaking plow, and a disc, and a cultivator probably. Then it would be ready for planting.
Do you have a longer name for the disc?
Disc harrow, is that what's called?
When you plow, it'll make little trenches along in the ground.
Call those furrows.
Mm-hmm. Now, if in a particular year you well, I'm interested in knowing what are some of the grain crops you do
raise. Well, of course, there's
other people raise crops.
Barley, oats, rye, wheat, grain sorghum, and soybeans are in terms of the grain crop too, along with corn, of course.
And if during a certain year you had a particularly good season in wheat, you say you raised a big what?
You mean a large crop or a large yield?
If a particular area of land was covered with shrubs and trees and so on, and you wanted to cultivate it, what would you say you had to do?
It would have to be cleared